Events of mass murder, like December school killing in the state of Connecticut, have horrified people throughout the U.S. But they are especially distressing to immigrants who came here to escape violence, hoping for peace and a better future. Gulaf Shahak is a Pakistani-American who moved to the U.S. in 2006 to live with her parents. For her, the events have cast a pall on her American dream.
When I was in Pakistan and I came here, I had a dream of a peaceful land and a peaceful living. But nowadays, because of these incidents and everything that is going on these days, though the dream is still there, but it is not at the same level as it was before.
The violence directed at others has made her fearful for her own future.
We are not the victim now, but we might be the victim in the future. We might be the next one.
A survey by Weekly Pakistan News, a New York-based newspaper that publishes in seven major U.S. cities, reveals that most South Asian immigrants want tougher gun laws. Mujib Lodhi is the paper's chief editor.
Mostly, not only Pakistani, but the Indians and the Bangladeshi. And one point they agree that gun control law should be changed.
The survey resonates with Kul's uncle, Anul Haq, who fears for the future of his nieces and nephews.
I suspect that they might experience in their schools, but I hope and I pray by the grace of Almighty Allah that they don't come across a situation like that.
At odds with the culture of gun ownership in many parts of America, most Pakistani Americans don't keep weapons. As Gul's uncle and mother point out, few have ever even used one.
In my country and either here. Never used.
Where do Pakistani Americans fit in the spectrum of U.S. opinion? Philip Kastanets is a professor of sociology at the City University of New York.
If immigrants and Pakistani Americans in particular were to, say, come out against hunting, that would put them at odds with the dominant culture in a large part of the United States. However, if what they have objection to is the ownership of assault rifles, military-style weapons, I think American opinion is really changing on that.
Pakistani Americans hope the violence will subside if stronger national gun laws are enacted and believe President Obama's proposed legislation is a step in that direction. Azhar Fateh for Voice of America, New York.